Alrighty, and we return with our next guest. This is Mind Body Radio, and calling from Orlando, Florida, we have a registered dietitian nutritionist on the line. Let's say hello to Sandra Murray Gultry. Sandra, hi there.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
Doing quite well. Thanks for taking out some time. How are you?
I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here.
All right, excellent. And like I said, you're down there in sunny Orlando. You're a registered dietitian nutritionist. Anything else you can tell us about you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm also a certified personal trainer, and I'm also owner of It's All About Choices, which is a nutrition, weight management, and wellness private practice. And what I do is I work with adults who are struggling with weight loss, keeping it off, as well as those with any type of medical conditions that's directly tied to nutrition. And usually these same people are struggling with stress eating, they're frustrated about what to do that will work, and they're just simply confused about the best foods to eat for their situation. And in my work, I provide clients with proven weight loss and nutrition strategies, education, and accountability, along with a very personal, highly personalized nutrition and lifestyle plan designed to really integrate into their daily lives. And I really wear many hats. I'm also a health coach, a lifestyle counselor, and I also kind of consider myself a player coach, meaning that, you know, I deal with the same challenges as my clients do day to day. So I'm very transparent in giving my testimonies. And as a result of our work, my clients, they achieve permanent weight loss, newfound energy, and they really just get to step into their highest level of health. They get more energy. They're more confident. And they're able to achieve their health goals as well as their non-health goals that they really just did not think that they can achieve because of their weight or their health condition.
Yeah. Now, I would like to hear a little more about your background and how you got to this this point. What was it that inspired you to take, I guess you could say, the more holistic approach?
Absolutely. What inspired me really was my own personal journey. My wake-up call was when I was in my 30s. I was at my highest weight. And my blood pressure was rising, and I was diagnosed at that time with pre-hypertension, and the doctor was like, you need to lose at least 20 pounds, and I'm going to give you 3 months to try to do that. At the time, I was not a dietitian, so I was without a plan. I was determined to break the family cycle, so I have a family history of high blood pressure, and I really was trying to, you know, just kind of break that family tradition. And a year really passed before I took it seriously. My doctor was constantly explaining to me my increased risk of diabetes, kidney failure, heart disease, et cetera, because my blood pressure was elevated and it was uncontrolled. And honestly, the turning point for me was when I saw what dialysis looked like. I was terrified. The thought of, you know, hypertension really just kind of resulting into kidney disease, sitting in a chair 3 days a week for hours at a time. I just kind of realized, no, I don't want that for my life, and I needed to really just kind of take it seriously and make a change. And so I tried to get control of it. But despite my own efforts at trying to lose the weight, I realized that I had to get help, that I really could not do it on my own. And so I reached out to a dietitian, and this is really was my first exposure to a registered dietitian, and it really inspired me. And I made significant changes to my life, you know, to how I ate. I lost the 25 pounds. However, unfortunately for me, though, I was still diagnosed with what they call essential hypertension. And that means no known cause. So I was hurt. I was angry. I was disappointed. You know, I was like, what's the point in making all these changes and how I ate, exercising, lose the weight if I'm still going to get the diagnosis and I still have to take a pill? And what I realized was that it was my testimony. You know, the Lord kind of spoke to me and said, had you not lost the weight, had you not made the changes to how you were eating, you would have a lot more problems than just your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And during my journey, though, the big aha moment for me was witnessing the number of people who were following misguided information to lose weight quickly, to get control of whatever the health condition that they were trying to deal with, without knowing the risk or the side effects of those quick fixes that they were trying to do. And so that's, you know, my divine obligation, I feel, is just to show people a whole new way of living and to share the joy that they don't have to suffer with their current conditions or feel stuck, you know, with their current health or their current weight. And so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I'm able to help others. I'm able to navigate. I'm able to share my personal journey and let them know, hey, I've been there. I've done the same stuff that you're struggling with. I've been confused. And to help them improve their health and feel more confident about living overall.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm noticing a key word in your title there, and that is the word registered dietitian nutritionist. Now, you see some people out there who don't have that registered prefix there. So tell me, what do I look for? How do I know I'm at the right place and with the right person?
Absolutely. There is a difference. And we have this saying where all registered dietitians are nutritionists, but not all nutritionists are registered dietitians. And the big difference is our credentials. We go through a rigorous nutrition curriculum. We have to go through what they call supervised practice experiences under already licensed dietitians. And we also have to complete over 900 hours before we can even sit for the board exam that we have to take. And so, so we definitely have a 4-year degree, and we also have to continue, staying current with the trends of nutrition. So we have to take 75 hours of continuing education over a 5-year period, and then we also have to take an additional 24 hours of continuing education at the state level to maintain an active state license. And, so one thing that you will definitely notice is, and which you did point out, most dietitians, we will say that we are registered. We will call ourselves dietitians. Usually when you hear nutritionists, they may not necessarily be licensed, but the thing to do is just to ask that person, you know, are you registered with the Commission on Dietetics? Are you licensed in the state? And then that's at least the first step in knowing that they have the credentials that they need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, we have room for one more question here, Sandra. So I'd like to ask, what is on the agenda moving forward? What are you excited about?
I am excited in 2020 about developing my first group course. In addition, I will continue doing my one-on-one consultations, which I love to do, but I'm excited about offering a nutrition group course where I'm able to reach more people. And I'm also excited about offering monthly subscription-based services. So for people who need continued support after they work with me for several months, they still need that continued support. They're able to continue working with me month on month. So I'm very, very excited about that in 2020.
All right, excellent. And I will say we're a little bit short on time. So before we wrap up, is there any way for our listeners to work with you? Maybe a website?
Yes, absolutely. I implore you to go visit my website at www.actionchoices.com. And I have a brand new free video that I encourage you to download. It's called the Key Ingredient to Lasting Weight Loss. And you will see that at the top of the banner, and that is www.actionchoices.com. And if you are ready to have a one-on-one conversation with me where I can learn more about you and set your specific nutrition path, then you can also set up a 20 to 30 minute free phone consultation with me as well.
All right, very good. Thanks for stopping by, Sandra. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.